What is up, everyone? Welcome to Swing Dingers episode 10. We finally made it to double digits. I've been camping outside of Robbie's house for the past 5 weeks, throwing rocks out his window, trying to get him out here to do this. And finally, I found him.
He even called a baker's act on me just to get me out of the house, I think. But guys, we are here. Episode 10. That's insane, man. I was looking at my pictures on my iPhone, and it gave me memories. And you know, we started this back in May. It feels like it was May of like 2008 when we started this.
It feels like a long time ago. We were still working together.
We were still working together. Times are still good, man. We're going to get back in the swing of things, no pun intended. But we're going to get back in this groove, man. And we've missed a lot.
There's
a lot of things that have been happening. The Nats got rid of everybody.
Everybody.
Except for Bryce Harper. Love the hair flip.
Yep, him and Soto. Still swinging, still dinging.
Juan, thanks for hitting me up the other day, by the way.
The Dodgers are not even in playoff contention right now. So a lot has been going on, but really cool episode in front of us, guys. We actually have our first guest, and Robbie, I'll let you do the grand opening for him.
Absolutely, guys. Like Derek said, this is something we're going to try new, you know, because we are a podcast, and most podcasts have guests. And as our Swing Dinger Nation crowd keeps growing, you know, I got to meet Kevin, which is our guest tonight. At my new job, actually, and this was kind of random. We were outside working, and I heard him talking about ball, and I think I whipped over, and I was telling Derek this before you walked in earlier, and Derek asked me, how did you meet Kevin? So we were outside, we were setting up for an event at work, and I hear him talking about ball this, ball that, and I was like, you play baseball? He's like, yeah, I play a little ball, and then we kind of hit it off from that, man.
I think we just attracted each other.
We did attract.
I think it was natural attraction.
It was natural attraction. So Kevin, for the viewers, we know you a little bit because we've been sitting here in my garage talking a little bit, but kind of give us a rundown. You played at New Orleans, correct?
I played at University of New Orleans. 12th round draft pick at the Boston Red Sox.
I don't know if you know this.
That's Robbie's favorite podcast. Team.
Shut up, Derek. I'm a bandwagon Red Sox fan. I'm a diehard Braves fan, but I am a huge bandwagon Red
Sox
fan.
Don't worry, I grew up a huge Yankees fan, actually. Ooh.
All right, guys, podcast is over. Thank you guys so much for joining us this evening. No, go ahead, man.
No, I think once you get into baseball, I think you become a fan of whoever you're playing for.
You absolutely do.
You do, you know, and you appreciate each organization.
Absolutely.
What they have to bring.
But as a kid, I don't think, I mean, let's be honest with ourselves, except for maybe Derek. I think everybody at one point in their life, you liked the Yankees a little bit.
A little bit. You want to like them?
You want to like them. Or somebody, at least somebody on the ball team.
Of course.
I don't think as a Red Sox fan, you probably ever liked them.
Guys, Derek's going to leave the podcast.
Think,
hey, your wife's
I don't think you
him.
Can do that.
Yeah, you can.
All right, so when you got drafted by the Red Sox, growing up a Yankees fan, was there a little bit, just a little bit, of hostility?
It wasn't hostility at first. You know, I didn't even know I got drafted because I was watching the draft, and I was projected to go 3-7, and when the number, you know, the call came in, and my buddy actually sent me the tweet that I got drafted.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, wait a second. And then not even that, I got a phone call from a Boston number. And, you know, at first you're just happy to be drafted.
Absolutely.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime, which I've been working my whole life to do it. And you get the call and you're just excited. But then you get the text from, because my whole family's from New York area. So they're like, don't, you know, we're rooting for you.
But
we love the Yankees.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I was just very appreciative to get drafted.
I can't even imagine what that feels like. I mean, I was in the backyard playing baseball with my kids for the first time. They're 4-3, by the way. And I'm out there throwing heat at them, and they never even held a glove. Because in my head, I'm like, I'm a pro ball player. Mm-hmm. So I can't even imagine what it's actually like to be at one point. You're a ball player, man. I mean, in your blood, you're an actual ball player. I can never say that I was ever a ball player. I played Little League.
How crazy is it in this day and age? You found out by a tweet.
I know, right? Because all my friends knew that, you know, hey, you know, I'm going to get picked.
They were all paying attention.
Yeah, they all knew it. And for me, it was special because I was never supposed to be in that situation. You know, because growing up, you know, being cut twice in high school, being cut in college, not playing a whole lot when I was younger, and kind of making myself, and then I'm drafted.
That's crazy.
It's kind of like the American dream, though, man.
It really is. I just never took the answer no.
You're like the Baker Mayfield of baseball.
Party on.
Very similar story. You know, I came from nothing as far as, you know, baseball. I was kind of an average player. I had some tools, but I just never took the answer no.
I love that.
And I just kept going. As long as they kept giving me a jersey, I kept playing, because I knew what I wanted to do in life.
Okay.
And, you know, those countless hours, especially at University of New Orleans, in the shed, training, doing drills, working on myself while everybody else was partying, I was in there training to get drafted because I knew I had my mind set, like, I'm going to do it this year.
That's insane.
And it happened. That was special for me.
That's cool, man, because, you know, that kind of lives up to a quote I love by Derek Jeter. There might be people with more talent in the room, but nobody's going to work harder. And it seems like that was your case. Like, there might have been people that just with born natural ability, but you, nobody was going to work harder for you.
Absolutely. I play with guys that you were like, oh, that's a can't-miss guy. That guy's going to be a stud. Didn't even play high school ball. Same thing in college. God. That guy's going to be a dude. And, you know, they would just drop off. And I just kept going. And finally it happened. You know, I just wasn't supposed to be here.
That's going to be a surreal moment. Like you said, especially seeing guys in front of you that you know just have that pure, raw talent. But they don't, like you said, they don't have the mindset. And let's be honest, guys, especially for pitching, it's a lot of mind game. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's 95% talent, but you got 5% of a mind game too. You got to play with.
Well, the thing about it, in baseball, you're the center of attention is on the pitcher.
Yep.
You know, if a guy boots a ball, whatever. But you're on the mound. Everything's on you.
Mm-hmm. Everything's on you.
It's the spotlight, right? And I actually didn't become a pitcher until I got to college.
Really?
My first year, I was in Birmingham. I was a first baseman. I unfortunately got injured in the fall. I came back in the spring and took some classes just like a normal student back home. And I was like, hey, why don't I become a pitcher? And so, you know, my first year at St. Petersburg College, all I had was a fastball. I was just 88, 90, you know, showed some flashes of lower 90s, but nothing, I had nothing, right? And it wasn't until later on that I developed, you know, more velocity and better stuff and a slider. And when I got to New Orleans, that's when everything kind of, the picture kind of came together. And I kind of figured it out a little bit, and I was like, hey, I could do this.
I love what you just said. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to be a pitcher. Derek, guess what?
Yeah.
I'm going to quit my job.
How old are you,
Kevin? I'm going to be a pitcher.
I'm 25.
Shit. All right. Yeah, might be a little too late for us.
We're too late for that. We're in our 30s.
So yeah.
You know,
probably no matter how hard we work at this point. It's,
hey, you're like, what, 6'5"?
6'3".
I'm 5'7".
Hey, what was that?
hey, Stroman.
That's true. He's 5'8". That's true.
What was the movie? The Rookie?
The Rookie.
Yeah.
That's true. He was like, how old was he? Like, he was like 58.
Yeah. And he came out and did it.
But he was Dennis Quaid, so we did have that.
Very true. Tie pants. Let's go live in the country somewhere.
Yeah.
Find some speed. And
so walk us through it. So college, and then, you know, you get drafted by the Red Sox organization. And I know you and I have talked about this a little bit outside the podcast realm, but you've had some ups and downs. And like you said, you're a very hardworking guy. I follow you on Instagram, man. Your Instagram stories, you're grinding. You're always training. You're always bettering yourself. I mean, even like you said, what we were talking about earlier, mind game. I mean, you told me that you're constantly learning and reading books and just bettering yourself as a person. Kind of walk us through that. So ups and downs. So you get picked up by the Red Sox organization. I think you told me at one point they dropped you pretty quick, which I know that happens. Mm-hmm. How does that feel? Like, walk us through that emotion and the next step.
Well, when I got drafted, I had this thing called the yips.
Okay.
And I don't know what triggered it. You know, it's hard to, you couldn't play catch or, you know, throw correctly. And it's a psychological thing. A lot of people go through it. You know, John Lester has gone through it. Rick Ankiel.
Yep.
It's one of those things where you feel like you're trapped in your own mind.
Okay.
We just became best friends, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I blew out my arm when I was 15. Uh-huh. And ever since then, I can throw for like 5 minutes. And then it's either high, low, it's all over the place.
Yeah,
I start thinking about it.
It's a psychological.
I've seen that look in Derek's eyes before when we first started our podcast. You guys are soulmates now.
Yeah. Yeah.
But go ahead.
I'm always in I need a new best friend.
There we go.
I need three best friends you've ever had.
I'm more best friends
than Sorry, Kylie, we're moving to Seattle.
But yeah, you know, that happened to me and it was a 2-year process. They sent all sorts of people to come talk to me and whatnot and you know, kind of try to figure things out because they invested, you know, good money into
Absolutely.
Me and whatnot. And it was frustrating. But looking back, you know, I can move past that. You know what I mean? It wasn't something that, you know, I look at it as a learning experience. You know what I mean? And I didn't let it define me. I didn't just walk away right away. I kept going and whatnot. And
that's amazing.
And that's what I'm doing by going up to Driveline. I'm like, I know what I can do and I'm going to go do it.
And I love that you said that because I wasn't gonna segue into that because you and I kind of had a secret conversation a few days ago and I didn't want to kind of say anything unless you opened up about it. But again, man, you are mentally one of the toughest people I think I've ever met. I mean, here you are, you know, you're you're a stud, you get picked up by the Red Sox, you get dropped, there's the ups and downs, you train, and then for most people, I can probably speak for Derek as well, I would have given up. I got picked up, I got the tweet, I got the message, I'm going to get called up, and then everything kind of crumbles. Mentally, I would just pretty much fall apart, I'm like, forget this. But you have just kind of step by step said, no, I'm not going to take no for an answer, I'm going to keep building myself back up, and we had a great conversation. You're literally going to pack up everything, man. You live here in Tampa, Florida.
Tampa, Florida, beautiful Tampa. I could easily just call it quits, you know, work with you.
Yeah, make a good living.
And
be done with it.
But I want to fail now. I want to see how good I can be.
I love that.
I know where I've been. You know, I know I have the stuff. You know, going from throwing 90 to 100 miles an hour in college with good stuff, that's big league stuff.
It is big league stuff.
I can do it. You know what I mean? Like, what's keeping me from getting back to that and whatnot? And why not try?
Ugh.
What's the worst that could happen?
So from this point, what are your next steps? What is Driveline?
Driveline Baseball is one of the innovative training facilities we have got going on in baseball right now. There's a lot of teams that are using them, Indians, Mariners, etc. And I felt as if I was going to go and do this, mm-hmm. I got to go to the best. I've got to submerge myself in the environment. I've got to pack up my stuff and go to a place I don't even know anything about.
And become baseball.
And just do it. I'm 2,500 miles away.
That's awesome.
From this beautiful place that we live in, Tampa, to go to Seattle, to the unknown, and just do it.
That's awesome, man.
Because, I mean, what's the worst that can happen?
I gotta try.
I go up there and I've realized, okay, it's not for me. But I don't want to be the guy that's 35, 40 years old that says, why didn't you try? I owe it to me and my family in the future.
You do.
Absolutely.
I owe it to them.
You owe it to yourself, man.
Exactly. The 5-year-old kid that fell in love with baseball, yep. I owe it to that, to him.
Absolutely.
To do it. And if I don't, I'll regret it for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I think Gary Vee says, close your eyes and shut the fuck up till you're 29.
Exactly. Yep.
Try it all.
Just fail now. What's the worst that can happen? Okay.
29 is when you're supposed to stop all that?
Is that the official
age? That's good to know.
That's it.
Shit. Okay.
Yeah, you're supposed to have your shit together by now.
Like 4 years ago, I should have stopped all that.
Damn.
Correct.
Damn it. Let's get this guy another beer. you know, one thing that I will say, man, is you're mentally tough. You know, I've watched. The great thing about our society today is I have plenty of access. Like, I can watch you like I've grown up knowing you with all the videos. And you've got the heat. I think you've got what it takes. I don't know if you know this or not, but Derek and I have secret powers for the Swing Ding Nation. We've been known to curse certain individuals. Mm-hmm. By the way, I found out his name, Derek. His name is T. Oscar Hernandez. That's how you pronounce it.
Never would have thought it.
I almost got in a wreck the other day because I was listening to MLB Network in the car.
Is he even in the show anymore, or did we completely...
No, he's still with the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
And I almost wrecked my car because I tried to find my phone to do a quick video for Instagram, and I was like, holy shit. We've been talking about this. We talked to this guy for the first 4 or 5 episodes,
yeah.
And I could not remember his name. I couldn't say
it. Say it again.
It's T. Oscar Hernandez.
T. Oscar.
How easy is that? That's literally how you spell it. T. E. Oscar Hernandez. But anyways, we cursed the hell out of him. Now he was doing terrible. But then Juan Soto. I'm pretty sure you've heard of Juan Soto.
Yeah,
this guy's up for Rookie of the Year against my boy Acuna.
Only like, what, 19 years old?
19 years old.
Can you imagine? You're 1 year out of high school, and you're playing professionally. You're in business.
You're raking.
Right,
you
next
were straight
right
raking.
Next to hair flip Bryce Harper.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, come on. But we followed this kid from his first at bat and kind of hyped him up. I mean, really from episode one or two. And, I mean, he's become quite the phenomenon. So I'm going to say, Kevin, we're going to do the same thing for you, man. We're going to be on this podcast in like a year from now. And you're like, hey, remember that time Kevin used to talk to us? He was on our podcast that one time.
No.
Has he answered your tweets? Maybe if we bring him some beer, maybe he'll. All
right.
That's what we hope, though, man.
This is my first podcast, so I owe it to you guys. I'm
Dude,
Swing Dinger Nation.
There it is.
I love it, brother.
Let's go.
Get another beer, man.
Come on.
So, something that we like to do, and I catch Derek every time off on this, so we like to talk about the Dinger leaders.
Okay.
Right now, Major League Baseball. So right now we're kind of like, man, it's been a hot minute since we've done this, Derek.
You think?
The last time we did this,
we're in a dinger era.
It's all about the dingers.
I almost deleted my podcast app because I thought we were never doing another episode. I thought we were done at 9.
We got
like 9 innings done.
We're rejuvenated.
Yeah.
So I get a voicemail from Derek. It was on my birthday, So this is last week on my birthday, and he said he sent out an APB for the S and Dingers. That he's like, should I change the name of the podcast to Swing Ding Dinger?
Just Swing Dinger. Dinger,
no Dingers. Because where are you at, man? Happy birthday.
Yeah.
And then it hit
I got it in my phone. Like, it says Swing Dingers. God. Swing Dingers, Robbie Tittle, but I don't think this is true.
That's your contact, the Swing Dingers?
Swing Dingers. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we have a weird relationship.
That's nice. Can you change the mind of that?
Absolutely.
Done.
Dude, done. It's done. Okay, it's cool. Done.
Perfect.
So the thing we like to do is, well, obviously we're the Swing Dingers, so we talk about hitting dingers, man. And by the way, I'm sure everybody saw the kid on the Little League World Series.
Big Al.
Big Al, baby. Shout out Big Al.
Shout out to Big Al.
Maddox was watching a video of Big Al today.
There's a great highlight video on YouTube of him.
Yes. That's awesome. What we watch. That's what Big Al highlights.
Big Al, if you're listening to this, we would love to have you on the Swing Dingers podcast. We promise we won't curse. We don't even drink beer. We'll have apple juice and whatever your favorite snacks are, man. Big Al, just guy,
whatever you want.
Just hitting dingers.
He's hitting dingers. He doesn't swing the miss. He swings
after
the ding.
After that statement, two home runs.
Dude, the kid can swing
runs.
Too.
He lived up to it.
Like, dude. That swing is pure. Like, he has a pure swing.
Oh, my gosh.
He's mini Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
This kid's amazing.
Stunning.
Oh, my gosh.
So, anyways, we talk about dingers. And I think the last time we talked about dingers, we made a joke because we felt like we had cursed everyone in Major League Baseball. Because our podcast, we'll have to go back. I'm probably going to butcher this. Like, episode, like, 6 or 7, I think our leader was at, like, 24.
Mm-hmm.
I think we did like,
Judge, I think,
like 4 or 5 weeks ago when we did
had
our
Mookie
last
and JD
episode and 9. I think they were only at like
they hadn't hit 30 at that point.
26, 28.
They hadn't hit 30 yet.
We're way past 30 right now.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this? Here we go. So, your dinger leader right now
is it Ramirez?
No, it's Chris Davis with 39.
Really?
Holy shit! Moneyball.
Moneyball hitting 39.
Moneyball.
Dingers. JD. That's why Boston's the best in baseball right now.
They're probably loving their investment right now.
Oh, they're loving it. They are killing it right now.
Usually when a guy gets a big contract like that, it's up in the air.
It's up in the air.
But
this one's out of the park.
And you know what's crazy about that contract? That went deep.
Yes.
Spring training had almost started when he signed. Like, other teams had all the opportunity in the world to sign this guy.
Wasn't he released by the Diamondbacks?
I think you might be right on that one.
I think he was released.
Yeah. Just a monumental fuck up.
Talk about another story. A guy that could have gave up, right?
Guy could have gave up.
Look where he's at.
And I have to go into Red Sox rant. Not to, you know, but I'm going to.
Oh,
this
no
could
worries.
Be the best Red Sox team that they have ever had.
Oh, gosh.
Guys, I mean, where are they right
talent
now?
Talent-wise.
Like,
talent
how many
wise.
Wins do they have? Boston right now.
Like 114.
Is it 90 wins and only 42
What's
losses?
What's the next closest?
The next closest.
Does anyone else have 80 yet?
New York. The Yankees got 83. And that's like three guys out.
Okay.
They're going to be, by the way.
This is early on the bowl predictions. Don't sleep on the Yankees.
Oh, dude, the Yankees?
Don't sleep. They're on like a 3 or 4 game win streak?
They're on a 3 or 4 game win streak. They get that wild card. They're going to get in the play. Dude, they're going to
so
be.
So we'll save that for the bowl
predictions. Yeah, we'll save
that.
We'll
I see
that.
Where you're going with this.
All right, so JD Martinez, 38. Jose Ramirez, 37. Joey Gallo, 34. Matt Carpenter, 34. Stanton, 32.
I hate Matt Carpenter, by the way. I'm just going to throw that
out.
Are
you serious?
I do.
Well,
that's exactly what it is.
Don't tell me his swing is not sweet, though.
It is. It is.
It is sweet.
I can't deny that. And I actually respect that because he seems like a cool guy.
He's probably a great
guy. He had like 2 home runs at the end of May.
Oh, my God.
Just saying. I don't know if that's accurate. He probably had a little more than that.
And that beard?
Oh, that beard is sick. I'm all about some beard. Nelson Cruz, Mike Trout, Nolan, Manny, they're all at 31. Dingers right now. And then Bryce Harper, Max, Paul Goldschmidt are both at 30. And then from there, it kind of goes down to the 29, 28, 27. But man, I mean, those dingers have gotten up.
Respect quick. To Chris Davis.
I know. I was
that dude can
Chris
hit.
Chris Davis. I'm curious to see what his average is. Does it say on there?
Yeah, let's look at
let's
that.
Let's see.
Because people kind of wrote off Chris Davis a couple years. So,
they did.
But he's.
Like 3 years ago. And
39
then,
home runs.
Yep.
I mean, that'll do it for you.
That team's fun.
That I haven't watched a whole lot of Orioles
fun
baseball,
to watch.
To be honest with you.
Let's see. Where is his average? Thank you to Spectrum Wi-Fi for being slower than hell. His batting average is .253.
All right.
I'll take the 40 home runs and .250.
Yeah. That's enough.
I'm fine with that.
That's enough money ball in there for Billy Bean to get there.
103 RBIs. 39 home runs. Man.
Yeah, they got enough going on right now.
They got enough.
They're okay in Oakland. Oh, and they're beating the Astros right now. 3-1. So that's a good series.
That
right
is
now.
A good series.
I think they're 2.5 back now, but they're right there.
Speaking of good series, guys, I mean, I know I'm going to be biased here because they're my Atlanta Braves, but I think we got a little rivalry going on. with the Braves and Marlins right now. Like a natural rivalry starting up. I think we might have one in the making, man. They beamed Acuna. Then they come back, and he bombs it on them. I just feel like this might be a little rival we got going on.
I think it's kind of, they're kind of in the same position.
They are.
They're in that rebuild mode.
They're in the rebuild.
It's kind of like, hey, we're going to get ahead.
They're two organizations that don't have all the money in the world, all the resources.
It's not an even rebuild, though.
It's not
an even rebuild.
But they are in similar positions.
They are in similar positions.
It's kind of like a shove. Like, we're going to get there.
Yeah, but Miami's really... I mean, they're 20 games behind Atlanta.
I believe in Derek Jeter in this process, though.
That's true.
A lot of people don't. I think Derek Jeter knows what he's doing.
Do you think he's doing the same thing similar to building the farm system? Is he taking that angle in it?
Well, with an organization that doesn't have a whole lot of money, that's what you have to
do.
That's
true. You have to take that approach. And it's gonna it's gonna suck for a few years, and fans have to realize that, but he knows what he's doing. And he's played 20 years.
Oh, he's a baseball mind.
He knows.
See, they need...
Just trust that Derek Jeter's going to get the job done. Yeah. Trust me, he wants to succeed.
And that's the problem with Miami fans, is they're...
Miami fans.
They're Miami.
It's fair weather. I'm a Miami Hurricanes fan. I know how it is. They're fair weather down there because there's a lot of things to do besides baseball. But you give them a product on the field, they'll show up.
The dude's a winner.
The dude is a winner.
Jeter is a winner. Like you said, he's proven.
His whole life.
Matter of fact, he's one of those guys that hate the Yankees, love the Yankees. Like, everyone loves Jeter.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just a great guy. He's a great ball player. Yeah, he does it the right way.
Just trust. In Jeter we trust.
In Jeter we trust.
That should be their logo.
In Jeter we trust. Hashtag that
one. I thought it was very frustrating. I mean, he came in, he was in there for like 2 weeks, and everybody trashed him. I was like...
Well, because the thing is, he was getting rid of guys that like that have been there forever. But if you continue the same things, it's insanity.
He had it. He had to
get fresh. And guys were getting overpaid to be just kind of like, you know, little coaches. It's like, hey, let's take that money, let's reinvest in the farm.
Exactly. I think he's doing good.
A kind of a raise approach.
Yeah.
In a way, right?
Absolutely.
And spend when you need to.
Absolutely.
All right, guys, and don't forget, let's talk a little bit about who's leading right now. I mean. Again, in the NL East, my Braves are still about 3.5 games ahead of the Phillies.
Hell yeah. Good job.
Fuck the Phillies. Washington, you've just bombed it. You're 8 games behind. You're not coming back because you just dumped your whole team.
Is that not insane?
Team.
If you have any type of rotation with Scherzer and Scherzer's always injured, so I guess you take that out. But
and what's crazy is at the time, they had like 6 weeks left in the regular season. And they're only like 6.5 games behind.
That's nothing. You can make that.
And they just like fire sell. They just get rid of everybody.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason.
And then tried to say they weren't fire selling.
Come on.
Yeah. And with a team like that, you're in the winning mode. You got to be winning mode. We talked about this at work.
Yeah.
When you got a guy like Scherzer, Strasburg, Harper, you're in win now mode.
You're a winner. Yep.
Right? So they're secretly in the sell. But, you know.
I mean, that pretty much says they've given up. They know they're not getting Harper next year.
They're not getting Harper. Yeah, Harper
they've given
will not be. Yeah, mark it right now. He will not be on the Nationals.
He's not going to re-sign with somebody after they do stuff like that.
Any predictions on where he goes?
Cubs.
And
that's just straight.
So
and that's not even straight. That's. There's a lot going into that. We will have the money to spend. And he's friends with everybody on the damn team. He's best friends with Chris
Bryant. That is true. Him and Chris Bryant are both from Vegas.
Yeah.
That's true.
My thing is if you...
But I don't know where the hell they put him.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
Yeah. If the Yankees sign Bryce Harper, they're not going to be able to afford Aaron Judge in for a couple years. He gets his big contract.
Because everyone...
So it's almost like, do you pick and choose who you want?
Because everyone on our team is so young. We were just talking about this earlier. We built it up young. Everyone's still on their rookie contracts. We can afford the guy right now.
You could afford him. But like you said, where are you going to put him?
Our payroll's going to be...
You'll find a place.
Yeah,
it's
hair flip Harper. You're gonna
hair flip Harper. Take out more out of center. Hayward
just might be biased to me. That short porch and right field with the Yankees.
Ooh,
it'd be nasty.
That could be 40+ home runs. We're talking
and you know what?
Five, 6 years.
That's probably where.
And we all know what he looks like with his haircut and his beard shave.
Would they make him shave the beard?
Absolutely. It's the Yankees organization.
Everybody shaves.
Dude, Johnny Damon, Jesus Christ himself. Had to get clean shaved and shave that head off for the Yankees, man.
Right, no one's bigger than the organization.
No one.
All right, Harper's not going to the Yankees then.
Yeah, he likes
it.
He'll shave
it. He shaved it. He shaved it trying to get out of the slump.
If the paycheck's good, I think he'll shave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know who's in a slump? Baltimore. Jesus H. Christ. What? Are they even a baseball team anymore? They have 38 wins. 38. Almost 100 losses. 94.
We're about to enter September.
Like, do you think the coach just goes out there and just writes a random starting nine?
There's a possibility they might not. They might not break 40 wins.
It's a Twitter poll.
Do you think he get one more win by the end of September?
I did too. On the track they're on.
Don't curse them with the Swing Digger Nation.
They are now 52 games behind the Boston Red Sox.
Like, that's just a funny stat.
AL East.
That is ridiculous.
That's a funny stat. 52
games.
The Red Sox would have to literally, like, all quit the team for them to
cancel. Cancel the season back in July.
The only other team even close to them is Kansas City with 40 wins.
Yeah. I didn't even know Kansas City was still playing.
Man, and they're really 34 and a half games behind.
Yeah, they won the World Series and were like, peace.
I was loving that team, by the way.
They're enjoying their barbecue and they're just hanging out having a good time.
They're like, all right, we got our... Okay, cool.
Yeah, we're good. We got our ring.
We'll see you in 5-6 years.
Yeah, exactly. We'll make our run. We'll get our team together.
5-8 years, then we'll try to get relevant again.
That's true.
But
let's predict the future, guys.
That's what the Marlins were doing.
Here we go. You were saying this earlier, like, hey, can we do some predictions on your podcast tonight?
I love bold predictions.
So, what do you got? Hit us, Kevin.
Don't sleep on the Yankees.
I 100% agree
with
you on this.
Don't sleep on the Yankees.
What do you mean by that? What's your prediction with the Yankees?
I'm not going to say they're going to be in first place, but they're going to be in the playoffs.
Well, here's
regardless of where they're either going to be in the wild card game and make it, or they're going to be... first place.
I 100% agree. They're not going to be in first place. There's no way they're catching up.
Those two teams are too talented not to be in the playoffs.
They will win the wild card, and then when they do in October, everyone's healthy. Rise the judge will be back.
Everyone's healthy.
Everyone's healthy.
In baseball, all that matters is who gets hot at the right time.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
It doesn't matter where you...
Make it to the dance.
Get in the dance.
In the dance.
And if you're
find
hot,
a way in,
you dance your way into the World Series.
Yeah. And they're the damn Yankees.
Yeah.
They're going to find
a way.
They just
do it.
They just do it, guys. If there's any glimpse of hope at all, they're figuring out a way.
So I'm gonna go.
I think Jesus.
I'm gonna go in the same spectrum for one of my bold predictions.
All right.
The Red Sox losing the division series.
Wow.
With that pitching.
Red Sox lose in the division series.
A lot of things have to go wrong for that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
you're talking about catastrophe.
Catastrophe.
So who do you? Okay, so okay, let's jump.
If they go, okay.
No,
if they go in the wild card game. And they start their number 2 or 3, I could see that happening.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even.
Well, they're not going to go the wild card. The winner of the wild card will face the Red Sox. Correct.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm tagging along with your bold prediction. That's why I was saying that a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
I think the Yankees beat the Red Sox in the division series.
All right, so let's quantum leap it right here and really go into the future. Who do you guys got in the World Series then?
All straight homer all the way.
Okay, I have something to build on my World Series prediction. I'm going to go Yankees Dodgers.
Yankees,
and the reason
Dodgers.
Why I'm going to go Dodgers is because I know the Dodgers are in second or third right now.
Third.
But if you think about it.
Barely.
The beginning of the year, they had Jansen with a hamstring injury.
Okay.
They had Turner out. Turner out. They had all these guys injured. They're going to make a run. They're going to make... another bold prediction, Dodgers will make a run.
All right, you ready for a real bold prediction?
I don't think they'll win the West. But I think they'll get into the wild card and then they'll make a run. Finally,
okay.
They'll finish the deal.
Here's my bold prediction for World
Series. If they get in the wild card, nobody's beating Kershaw. So
you ready for
this?
The Atlanta Braves.
Oh,
will be playing the Boston Red Sox.
In what?
The World Series. In the what?
Is this a cricket after the year? Or is this
guys, y'all
do they have a golf match?
Look, Swingding Nation. It is August 28th at 10 o'clock at night. And your boy Robbie has said it. We'll see.
So you're saying Braves?
We all just picked our own team.
Let's do it.
We should do another round of bold predictions. We don't pick anything.
Let's do a fun bet. If I'm right.
Okay.
Damn, I don't even know. I wasn't ready for this. If I'm
right. I'm going to give you a second to think about it. Can I go ahead and get my World Series in there?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I'm going to go. For one, I don't think the Dodgers make the playoffs.
And I can see that happening too. I'm not. That could happen for sure.
But I'm going to go. The Cubs and the Astros. I don't see anybody getting past the Astros.
Cubs and the Astros.
We all just picked our own teams.
We did.
Yeah.
Swingding Nation, we are not biased.
We are not biased. I'm a homer to the core, so it's...
Okay, all right.
But I think the Cubs have the team.
There will be a sleeper team. I don't know who it's going to be.
Here we go.
There will be a sleeper team. I just don't know who it's going to be yet. I think
Oakland can make a run, man.
Yeah, I was just thinking Oakland. Yeah, I was just thinking that.
They
too.
Have all the pieces in there.
The Cardinals. That was another team too.
I hate to
say it, but they're.
I hate to say it too.
They have confidence right now.
They do.
They just got. Big boy Adam's back.
Dude, they could be, they're on a hot streak right
now. If they play a good September, they're going to be a problem.
All right.
They're going to be a problem.
If the Braves are in the World Series, Derek, and they're playing the Red Sox, you...
It's fucking stars aligning.
Are you ready for this? There. You have to wear a Braves and Red Sox hat on every podcast for next season.
He's not even like for one podcast.
No. For the entire season next season. Every podcast. When we do our Instagram videos, everything, you can wear your Cubs hat while we're doing the podcast, but as soon as we still record a video, you gotta throw one of them hats on.
Alright. If the Cubs win the World Series, okay, I'll go step up because mine's gonna be a little further than that.
Okay.
You're getting a Cubs tattoo.
Alright, dude.
I'll double down on that. I'll work double down on that too.
You double down on that?
Because I'm that confident.
It's not happening.
Guys, I don't know if it's the confidence or the beer that we've been drinking, but we're all losing our minds.
We're not biased at all.
No.
Not at all.
But I will buy a Cubs hat.
We'll go together. We'll do the lids when it's the buy one, get one half off.
That's what I took advantage of.
I would customize and put my name on.
Ooh.
They asked, okay, about that. They asked me to do that today and they threw me off. I didn't know they did that.
Yeah, they'll customize it then.
I didn't know.
No, but they'll still
I haven't bought a hat at a store in years. I've ordered them online.
I thought that was
so. I went in to get Maddox a hat. Like, you want us to stitch the names in? I go, for what?
What are you talking about?
Is that your kid's name, Maddox?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I told you.
You were a baseball guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're a baseball guy.
Maddox Dawson Campbell.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're a baseball guy.
He's a baseball guy.
Yeah. I wasn't bullshitting you, man. All my Cubs predictions, and like, I'm in. Like, it's.
You know, you can't sleep on the Cubs. They have a good team this year. But there is going to be a team, a dark horse team, that is going to make a run. And I don't know who
I think
is.
The Cardinals. My pick's the Cardinals.
I'm really leaving on the Cardinals, too.
My pick is going to
really
be the Cardinals.
I really think the Cardinals, man. There's something.
I hate to say
it. That mean the Cubs are fucked because we're going to play the winner of the wild card game.
Wouldn't that be an awesome? That might be the best series of the whole playoffs.
It could be.
Well, do you remember in 15 when the Cubs beat the Cardinals? The Cardinals had the best record in baseball. So it'd be flipped.
It'd
this
be
year.
Flipped.
The up and coming
thing. That honestly might be the best series that we ever watch. That happens sometimes. That's the best
series.
I'll be pissed,
by the way, because.
It does, but it makes good baseball.
Mine and Maddox's birthday are the 13th and 15th, and I've already looked at the schedule, and the NLCS is right on those days. So I planned a trip up to Chicago for his birthday for the NLCS. So don't screw this up.
Hey,
are you going to a game?
We're going to go to a game.
My wife has been asking me, you've been kind of a tightwad here lately, not wanting to spend any money on anything. Because I've been saving money up for the World Series. I'm banking on the Braves for the World Series. I finally broke it.
We should have planned better, man.
She said, why are you against Taiwan? It's like, I'm going to be honest with you. The Braves are going to go to the World Series this year. I'm going to a game. She goes, you're a jackass. I was like, pretty much.
If the Braves go, she should be supportive again.
Oh, she said she'll go. 100%.
Oh, absolutely.
100%.
I told you my story of the Cubs. Maybe I didn't. So they, games 1 and 2 were in Cleveland. Games 3, 4, and 5 in Chicago. We bought tickets and bought plane tickets to go up for games 3 and 4. I don't even want to tell you the amount of money that those tickets
I'm sure that was
and everything were.
I
freaked out because I was like, what if we go up there and they lose? Like, how miserable of a trip would that be? So we canceled and stayed.
Oh, man.
And then we went up for the parade.
It would have been a great experience, though.
But they lost games 3 and 4. I would have felt like I cursed them.
Okay, fair enough.
You'd be the next, who's that guy that,
Barman, yeah.
Barman.
Yeah. You'd be trying to reach for a home run, you just totally botched it.
But we went up for the parade. That was our deal. We won't go up, but if they win, we will go up for the parade. But I still regret. A bunch of my buddies went up for game 7.
Oh, my God.
Drove over to
Cleveland. Can you just imagine the buzz in the air?
I can't.
A game 7
of
the world.
Yeah, there's nothing like it.
It's a special moment.
Yeah.
As a fan, as a player, as anybody there.
I mean, think
that's
about
history.
This. Even your
I was curled
fans.
Up in a fetal position in my house in the corner during Game 7.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't imagine being in the stadium.
I was, you know, it's funny because I was actually driving my car listening to it on the radio. I was actually Uber driving when I was training at another facility, and I could feel it in my heart.
Yep.
Man, the Cubs in the playoffs, like, wow, like, that's, you know, in the World Series, and that happened, man. I just got...
It was history.
I got electric.
It was literally
like,
history.
Wow, this is awesome.
The two longest routes, like... Cleveland, just wanting something.
Yep.
In Chicago, it was fun, man. It was fun. So yes, if the Braves go to the World Series, we need to go up.
Absolutely, done.
I probably won't go to a game, but I'll at least go because
if the Braves, I will fly there too personally.
Yeah. I tell you what,
if they go, I will personally.
I'll get the hotel room.
We'll
go.
We'll just be a part of it for a few
days. We'll crash in one room.
100%.
We'll go. I will get a flight.
It'll be a Swing Dinger party.
Oh, I'm down. And we got to do a podcast there, too.
Oh, 100%. We'll probably do several podcasts.
Yeah,
I'm going to just be like, all right, podcast number 34. No, we are.
Do Instagram Live. 100%. We're going to do a podcast every night we're there.
Done.
Dude.
Swing Dinger Nation, are you ready for
that? I'm actually kind of excited.
See? Kevin, you're part of the nation now.
Oh, I'm
part of the nation.
Plug yourself, man. So at the end of the podcast, something we like to do, just to kind of get you familiar with it, is we plug ourselves. We talk about our Twitter, our Facebook, our Instagram. You know, we kind of like to thank our followers. So, you know, tell the followers where to find you at. Follow your journey, man.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at KevinKeller24. You can follow me on the same thing, Instagram, KevinKeller24. Original, right?
That's original. Hey.
That's I got to find a cool Instagram.
No, man.
I've been
that's
really
good.
Looking for a nice... I see guys that have like really unique ones. I'm looking for a unique one.
I'm an old school guy. I like
also
it
hard 24.
What's that?
what do you like, Terrell Suggs? Oh, when he does like the, it's like what school you go to? Like Balso Hard University?
Balso Hard University.
Well, I don't put it too hard where people are like, oh, I can't even like find this guy.
Kevin Keller 24, I love it because it's your name, that's your number, man. That's the easiest way. Swing Dinger Nation, you know where to follow us. Instagram, Swing Dinger Podcast. Twitter is at Swing Dingers. Facebook, Swing Dinger Podcast. Derek.
This easy stuff.
What do we do? What do we do in life?
We don't swing to miss, guys. We swing.
We swing to ding. Kevin, thank you, brother.
Thank you so much, man.
Swing to ding. You're going to kill it in the bigs, brother.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.